Father José Altamira was a Spanish Franciscan priest who founded Mission San Francisco Solano, the last and most controversial of the Alta California missions. I'm Damian Bassage. Welcome to California Frontier. José Altamira was born in Barcelona, Catalonia, Spain, in 1787, and joined the Franciscan order as a young man. In June of 1819, when he was 32 years old, he sailed to New Spain, today's Mexico. There, he spent some time preparing to be a missionary at the College of San Fernando in Mexico City, which was the one that had sent missionaries to Alta California since the time of Junipero Serra. In August of 1820, he arrived in Alta California, where he was assigned to Mission San Francisco de Assis, also known as Mission Dolores, in what is today the city of San Francisco. Father Altamira lived and ministered to the native people at Mission Dolores for 3 years. Mission Dolores was located in a very cold, wet, and rainy area and had been affected by much illness and disease. Furthermore, the land available for cultivation and crop growth was limited since San Francisco is a peninsula, so it had difficulty supporting itself. For that reason, the Franciscans founded another mission, San Rafael Arcangel, north of the San Francisco Bay in 1817. San Rafael was first established as an asistencia, that is, a dependent mission, and later became a full-fledged mission. It also served as a hospital mission for the natives who were suffering and dying from the diseases at Mission Dolores. Although Mission San Rafael had been fairly successful in providing a healthier place for the natives to live, the Franciscans had also been looking for a site further to the north and east as a new location for Mission Dolores. In 1822, Father Mariano Payeras, the commissary prefect of the Alta California missions, made a trip as far north as Fort Ross to scout possible locations for a new mission. The commissary prefect was the priest in charge of the entire chain of missions in Alta California. Fort Ross lies several hours horseback ride north of San Francisco, and it was the location of the Russian colony at the time. Several months passed, and Father Payeras fell ill without making a decision about the new site. Father Altamira was impatient to see Mission Dolores moved to the region north of the San Francisco Bay. He wrote a letter to the newly independent Mexican territorial authorities in Monterrey. In his letter, he requested that the people of Mission Dolores be transferred to the new location. In April, his request was approved. The Territorial Assembly decreed that Mission San Rafael should be rejoined to Mission Dolores, and that both missions together should be transferred to a new location on the northern side of the bay. With the Assembly's approval, Governor Luis Antonio Arguello sent a message to the central government in Mexico City, and Father Altamira communicated the news to his Franciscan superiors. This was an unusual way of doing things, since according to both Spanish and Mexican law, the Franciscan order was in charge of founding new missions. Furthermore, the civil authorities in Alta California did not have permission to make decisions about new missions without first receiving permission from the central government in Mexico. Nevertheless, Governor Arguello went ahead and organized an expedition to scout out the best place for a new mission. He sent Father Altamira, together with Diputado Francisco Castro, Army Lieutenant Jose Sanchez, and 19 soldiers. Together, they set out on June 25, 1823. For the next several days, The expedition explored the areas directly north and east of the San Francisco Bay. The location they found most promising was in a valley called Sonoma, in the language of the local Coast Miwok people, though it was not far from the territories of the Wapo people. Father Altimira spoke of the site in his diary, quote, "No one can doubt the mildness of the climate of Sonoma after observing the plants, the very tall trees, their delicate foliage according to their species, sycamore, cottonwood, ash, laurels, and others. Above all, the abundance and vigor of the wild grapes, the tall grass, and the other plants. Sonoma is a place well fitted for founding a mission here." Unquote. On July 3, 1823, they found a suitable location for the new mission in what is today the town of Sonoma. The next day, July 4th, they set up a cross, and Father Altimira offered a mass to celebrate the foundation, which they named New San Francisco. That afternoon, they began the return trip home, camping at the native village of Olumpali. Olumpali was once the home of the powerful Coast Miwok chieftain Camila Inicia, and today you can visit it as a state park in Marin County. On his return to Mission San Francisco de Assis, Father Altimira wrote a letter to his Franciscan superiors about what he had done and how important it was to start transferring the old mission to the new site in Sonoma. At the end of July, Altimira made a trip to Monterey, where he met with Governor Arguello. Arguello told him to begin transferring both Mission San Francisco and Mission San Rafael to the new location. On August 25th, together with a group of soldiers and indigenous workers, Father Altimira oversaw the first phase of building the new mission in Sonoma. On August 31st, Father Altimira received a letter from Father Vicente Francisco de Sarria, who had become commissary prefect of the missions. Father Sarria told Altimira that he was to immediately stop all preparations to transfer the mission. In seeking out and establishing a new mission site in Sonoma, Altimira had worked closely with the local civil officials. He had informed the Franciscan authorities of his plan, but did not wait for their approval before proceeding. Father Sarria also wrote a letter to Governor Arguello, explaining that neither Father Altimira nor the local civil authorities were allowed to found a mission without the prior approval of the Franciscan order. When Father Altimira received the news, he stopped all preparations, but he soon wrote a furious letter to Governor Arguello, complaining about his superior's decision. He asked if the governor was going to proceed or if he would bow to the influence of the Franciscans. Whatever the outcome, Altimira already knew what he intended to do. He ended his letter with an ultimatum. "I came here to convert Gentiles and to establish new missions. If I cannot do it here, I will leave the country." After some negotiations, both sides agreed to allow the mission to be established. But neither Mission Dolores nor Mission San Rafael would be closed. On September 30th, 1823, the Franciscans and the governor finally drew up an agreement. Father Altimira was put in charge of the new mission, though he was still considered an associate of Mission San Francisco de Assis. In October of 1823, construction on the mission church began, and on April 4th, 1824, the new church was dedicated. Father Altimira had expected Mission San Francisco de Assis to be transferred to the new site, so he had been referring to it all along as Mission San Francisco. In order to avoid confusion at having two missions with the same name, the Sonoma mission was named San Francisco Solano, after a Franciscan saint who had been a missionary in South America, And here, I often hear people referring to the Sonoma Mission as Mission San Francisco de Solano, but it's actually San Francisco Solano, because that was the last name of the Franciscan priest after whom the mission was named. By the end of 1823, Father Altamira's report showed that a large quantity of crops had been sown and harvested, a new adobe building had been constructed, and the mission had numerous cattle, horses, and sheep on its ranches. Almost 700 people were living at the mission, most of whom were native people, mainly in traditional houses that they had built. Over the next couple of years, Indians from local rancherias began to come to the mission. Housing was limited at the mission, and it began to get crowded. Many of the newcomers continued to live in their own villages and would travel to the mission to help in the harvest, receiving a portion of the crops in exchange. When Father Altamira complained to the Franciscan authorities that the Indians did not want to live at the mission, his superiors replied that they had received complaints about him from the Indians themselves, who said he was too strict and a poor manager. In fall of 1826, tensions reached their highest point when local native people raided mission supplies and set fire to the native houses at the mission. The damage was not very extensive, and the Mexican authorities chose not to try and punish the attackers. Nevertheless, Father Altamira felt very discouraged. He soon left Sonoma and went to live at Mission San Rafael, and later went back to San Francisco de Assis. He requested a transfer south to Mission Santa Barbara, but ended up living at San Buenaventura. In 1827, the Mexican government decreed that all men born in Spain were to leave the country. Since Father Altamira had never agreed to swear allegiance to the new Republic of Mexico, he decided it was a good time to leave the country. In January of 1828, together with another friar, he boarded a ship in Santa Barbara bound for Spain. When his superiors discovered he had left, they conducted an investigation to see if he had taken any mission property with him. They found no evidence of wrongdoing. Almost nothing is known of Father José Altamira's life after he returned to Spain. There is evidence that he eventually went to live on Tenerife in the Canary Islands and was still there as late as 1860. San Francisco Solano was the last of the Alta California missions to be established and the only one founded under Mexican rule. With the difficulties of the new republic, Mexico was not interested in continuing to support the missions of Alta California, nor did it have the resources to found new ones. By establishing Mission San Francisco Solano, Father José Altamira extended the boundaries of the mission chain in Alta California and marked its final outpost. To do so, he stepped outside of the rules for creating new missions, struggled with his Franciscan superiors, and left an indelible mark on the California frontier. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the California Frontier Show. If you'd like to support the show, the best thing to do is to let other people know about it. If you'd like to support it monetarily, there are a couple ways of doing that. One is by scrolling down in your podcast app to where it says support the show. There you can become a subscriber for as little as $3 a month. And if you want to give a one-time donation, just below you'll see where it says give a one-time donation. Finally, the show is supported by California History Teachers, which is a full year of lessons for fourth grade California history and social studies. You can find out more at www.californiahistoryteachers.com. And if you input the coupon code PODCAST, you'll receive 25% off your monthly or annual subscription. So check it out.